USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is a new claim in The New Yorker, a second woman, 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, alleging sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee releasing a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so. This is a smear, plain and simple." Now the White House also issuing a statement saying, "This 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man."
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
Earlier in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, President Trump commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, who's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Continuing now with our coverage of the Kavanaugh accusers, the first woman to come forward, Christine Ford, scheduled to show up and testify Thursday on Capitol Hill. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham weighing in.
"I will do the following. Listen to Dr. Ford, compare that to everything in the record, and make a decision."
Graham says he'll listen to what she has to say.
"She will be treated fairly, but we're not going to turn the hearing over to her lawyers, and we'll see. I hope she comes. I will listen if she does."
But at this point, he's standing behind President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
"Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this."
Graham, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
"It's too old for a criminal trial. You couldn't bring a civil suit because you can't tell the court what time it happened and where it happened. Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this."
Again, that hearing scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump to address the UN General Assembly Tuesday in New York. In other news, at least 25 people killed in Iran during an attack on a military parade, the country blaming the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts.
"We want Iran to stop being the world's largest state sponsor of terror."
The Secretary of State, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
"When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic."
And word, a first responder's house ransacked while he was doing a good deed, helping victims of Hurricane Florence. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A North Carolina National Guardsman's home was burglarized while he was deployed on a Hurricane Florence relief mission. His girlfriend says items taken included irreplaceable valuable coins and jewelry.
"Really hope it was worth it to see another family struggle and to watch someone go through what you did to somebody."
Nearly $15,000 has been raised to help 24-year-old Guardsman Louis Ocampo.
A new storm brewing. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Cleanup from Hurricane Florence continues across the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as forecasters turn their attention toward Tropical Storm Kirk. They say Kirk is continuing to move west across the eastern Atlantic, but doesn't currently pose any threat to land. The National Hurricane Center said Kirk is around 400 miles south-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, moving slowly west at 16 miles per hour. Kirk is expected to strengthen in the next few days.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.